With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House passed legislation Tuesday to avert a partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies through September, providing critical momentum as the measure now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support will be needed to get it over the finish line. Republicans needed overwhelming support from their members to pass the funding measure, and they got it in the 217 to 213 House vote. In the Senate, they'll need support from at least 8 Democrats to get the bill to President Trump's desk. Vice President J.D. Vance is already courting support in the Senate to get the legislation passed. Johnson's strategy had the backing of President Trump, who called on Republicans to remain united. Ukraine has said it is ready to accept an immediate 30-day ceasefire with Russia proposed by the U.S. after a day of U.S.-Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he would present the offer to Russia and that the ball is in their court. President Trump says he hopes Vladimir Putin agrees to a ceasefire with Ukraine.
I'll talk to Vladimir Putin, yeah.
When will
I want to get, look, that's the other, it takes two to tango, as they say, right? So hopefully he'll also agree, and I really think that would be 75% of the way. The rest is getting it documented and, you know, negotiating land positions, etc.
So you'll talk to him this week about the deal?
So, yeah.
Federal investigators looking for the cause of the January collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people are recommending a ban on some helicopter flights. A military helicopter collided with the American Airlines jet as it was approaching Ronald Reagan National Airport over the Potomac River on January 29th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 478 points. This is SRN News. Maternity benefits are now available for women's pro tennis players.
Pregnant players on the women's tennis tour can now receive 12 months of paid maternity leave. 2 months off without pay is offered to those who become parents outside of traditional marriage and conception. It's all available under a program sponsored by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, announced this past week by the WTA. More than 300 players are eligible, retroactive to the first of this year. The WTA would not disclose the amount of the available funds. George Williams reporting.
A Palestinian activist who helped lead last spring's protests at Columbia University has been arrested by federal immigration agents. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson described the arrest as supporting President Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism. The arrest follows the administration canceling $400 million in grants and contracts to Colombia. This is SRN News. Wall Street falls in a manic day of fear over possible recession and worries about tariffs. We hear more from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Wall Street ended moderately lower after careening from a small gain to as much as 10% below its recent record. The whipsaw trading followed the latest escalation in President Donald Trump's trade war. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. The benchmark index had been down as much as 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 478 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite held up better, slipping just 0.2%. Trump said he would double his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada, a retaliation that prompted the provincial government of Ontario to back down on its planned surcharges on electric power sold to the U.S. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.